Tuesday, December 12th. President had me over to talk about the Julie job thing. Apparently Julie had talked with him last night. And based on Pat's talk with Ziegler on Connie Stewart, Ron convinced her that she should keep Connie, which is too bad. So President feels that Julie feels that she can't now take that job, so he wanted me to consider what she could do over here on the basis that she's good for the president, well-organized, thinks up things, handles a lot of little things. It's good to have her around, good for the president, so he wants to see what she can do at the White House. She'd be good to schedule events, getting people to cooperate and all that. He went through quite an agony on why he didn't do the Whittier group when they were in yesterday. Apparently they flew back to present a petition or something, and Pat Nixon received them. He feels we really blew it, that that was a highly personal thing, and we should be more aware of those and not drop that sort of thing. That if we were using Julie in the White House, she could do that kind of keeping an eye on things, as well as the buffering with the East Wing, see important people, review the schedule, and that sort of stuff. She should do something where she handles people, especially her mother, Connie Stewart, and so on, something in overall scheduling, planning, and so forth, but something specific. I talked to Julie later, and she agreed that the real place for her is in the East Wing job. She talked to Ron, and he agreed, too, so we're going to try to get that back on the track. The president got into the inaugural thing on the American Music Concert. He wants to be sure that the program and artists are not picked by Garment and Hanks and that they get into modern stuff. He wants to be sure it's all his kind of American music. Same with Ormandy's program. On the personnel side, got concerned that Helms needs to say something about Schlesinger being a good man, and Haig needs to talk to Stennis and get Schlesinger sold, unless he's against Schlesinger himself. We need a stronger man to handle Stennis. Also, we need stronger man in Timmons' role to back things up. President met with Strawn in this little farewell meeting there and talked with him about the bad guys in the various USIA jobs. And then later with Keogh and Shakespeare, reviewed the USIA situation, spent an hour with them, and gave Frank a pretty good build-up. Wants to use Shakespeare on special missions or on a commission. Wants to be sure Casey follows Shakespeare's advice that he get out in the field and travel fast and get readings out in the embassies and all. But he should have a talk with Shakespeare first, especially on how to look for the problems. Should concentrate on the major posts, do a few things well, talk to the business community, explore the attitude toward people and all. Shakespeare got into quite a bit on his concern about the danger of euphoria building in the world vis-a-vis the Soviet Union and China because of the formalization of relations that we're moving towards. The president got into the point that conviction is believing in something and knowing why you believe. And there was a long discussion then of his whole philosophy of the Elite Life magazine and all that sort of stuff. Pretty much the usual material. I had a call from Billy Graham today to say he's back from his trip. Wanted to report that everyone in all the countries he visited were elated at the president's election. And that the Shah of Iran said that we've saved civilization for at least four more years. He's concerned about the worship idea at the inaugural Sunday service of having three ministers. He said first he really would prefer a black man instead of himself and suggested Dr. Hill from Los Angeles. Secondly, he's concerned that if he gives his convictions on Christ, it might embarrass the rabbi and the Jews, that symbolism is very important to the blacks and it would be good to have them in there. Then he said on the mixed thing, if it's part of the inaugural, there's no problem, but if it's separate as a service, he will get criticism because a worship service is not acceptable to the evangelicals with three ministers of different faiths because all three would be compromising. However, if it's printed as part of the inaugural program and in all the materials, then it's logical and he could do it. He thinks the Moynihan appointment is the best the president could have made and that he can save Indian democracy. Graham would like to talk with Pat and give him the background and share what he was told by the three Christians in Gandhi's cabinet. He thinks there's a good chance India will split apart, and the Shah thinks they will. That Moynihan going there is an absolute masterstroke. End of December 12th.